Introductions on Classical WFMT is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, a maker and restorer of string instrument bows at 226 South Wabash Avenue. Go to johnnorwoodlee.com.
Welcome to Introductions. I'm Robbie Ellis. It's a chamberific day today, this Saturday morning. Right now you're listening to Sofia Radovic on violin and Miriam Kessler on harp. These teens are great friends and both have had solo recitals on the show this year. Later on we'll hear them together in the complete Fantasy for Violin and Harp of Camille Saint-Saëns. But to begin this show that features the Chicago area's finest pre-college classical musicians, I've got a quartet instead of a duo. The Pelléos String Quartet was put together by the Music Institute of Chicago Academy in the school year just gone. They had a fair bit of competition success too, a gold medal in the St. Paul String Quartet competition in April and a silver medal in the Fischoff National Chamber Music Competition in May. Coached by Rodolfo Vieira, the Pelléos String Quartet was made up of Ellen Joe and Clark Snavely on violins, Tristan Zhu on viola, and Amelia Zatoun on cello. We'll hear them later on in the music of Bartok and Haydn. To begin, though, here's the opening movement of Claude Debussy's String Quartet in G minor.
Thank you.
the opening of Claude Debussy's string quartet in G minor. The movement is marked animé et très décidé, animated and very determined. You heard the Peleos String Quartet, four teens from the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, Ellen Zoe and Clarks Namely on violins, Tristan Zhu on viola, and cellist Amelia Zatoun. The group took on some crunchier music too. This is the second movement of the String Quartet No. 2 by Hungarian composer Béla Bartók. You're listening to Introductions. Thank you. Allegro molto capriccioso, quick and very flighty, the second movement of Béla Bartók's String Quartet No. 2. It was played by the Pelléos String Quartet, coached by Rodolfo Vieira at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. One more movement from them this morning. Here's the finale from Franz Joseph Haydn's String Quartet in F, Opus 77, No. 2. Once again on introductions, the players are Clark Snavely, Ellen Zoe, Tristan Zhu, and Amelia Zatoun. Thank you. The Palios String Quartet, gold medalists in this year's St. Paul String Quartet competition and silver medalists in the Fischoff competition too. The players were violinists Ellen Zoe and Clark Snavely, violist Tristan Zhu, and cellist Amelia Zetoun. They were coached by Rodolfo Vieira through the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, and thanks to Rob Waller for engineering and supplying those recordings made in Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston. Of the quartet's four members, Ellen Zoe was the only senior. She's just graduated high school and is heading to the Colburn School in Los Angeles to major in violin performance. The other three have just finished their sophomore and junior years. We can expect to hear more from them on this show, including a solo cello recital opportunity that I've offered to Amelia Zetoun in the next few months. Watch this space. This is Introductions, WFMT's weekly show that features the Chicago area's finest pre-college classical musicians. I've been receiving a few audition applications for the coming school year, just as well because I do not have a lot of new content stretching into the future. I'm always interested to learn about up-and-coming talent, and now is an excellent time to look into doing a recital for us. I encourage you to look up all the details on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. That's also where you can listen back to today's episode as a podcast, wfmt.com/introductions. When we come back, another chamber group, violin and harp, two great friends recorded in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. You're listening to Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes. Introductions is also made possible through the generous support of the Nagani Foundation, the Kiphart Family Foundation, and the listener supporters of Classical WFMT.
I'm Robbie Ellis. We've got two different chamber groups today on Introductions. Back in March, the then 17-year-old Miriam Kessler came into WFMT's studios for a live-to-air recital. She played both piano and harp. It was quite the sight seeing her take her Lion and Healy instrument out of a station wagon, into the building, and up our elevator. After the live broadcast ended, we did a bit of extra recording. I thought, might as well, since it's such an ordeal to transport a harp. A good friend of Miriam's is the violinist and violist Sophia Radovich, who did her own solo Introductions recital in June. The two of them have played together quite a lot in various groups, and they put together an extensive work for us, The Fantasy for Violin and Harp by Camille Saint-Saëns, a 1907 work by that French composer. Here are two 17-year-olds, Sophia Radovich on violin and Miriam Kessler on harp. You're listening to Introductions.
Thank you.
The Fantasy for Violin and Harp, Opus 124 by Camille Saint-Saëns. It was played by two homeschooled 17-year-olds, Sophia Radovich and Miriam Kessler, recorded in WFMT's Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio by engineer Max LeBien. Miriam is off to the Cleveland Institute of Music in the fall to major in harp performance, while Sophia Radovich continues to study violin and viola with Desiree Rustrat as she enters her senior year of high school. And that's it for today's episode of Introductions, our weekly show that features talented pre-college musicians from the Chicago area. Our webpage is wfmt.com/introductions. That's where you can listen back to this episode and past episodes as podcasts, as well as find out how to audition for the show yourself. We've got an online form. Just fill in some contact details and send some links to your playing. Again, that URL, wfmt.com/introductions. I'm producer and presenter Robbie Ellis. Catch you next time on Introductions, every Saturday at 11 a.m. on Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, on the web at johnnorwoodlee.com.